Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hope against hope. That's an interesting expression, isn't it? Hope against hope. It's used when the situation seems pretty hopeless, pretty bad, pretty out of control, but maybe there's just a little glimmer of hope left. St. Paul uses that expression when he talks about the faith of our father and the faith Abraham. He said he hoped against hope when Abraham was told that ridiculous thing that at 100 years of age he was going to have a descendant and that through that descendant he would become the father of many nations. It was so ridiculous to Abraham that he laughed, and his wife Sarah laughed also. Hope against hope. Well, if there was ever a hopeless situation for the people of God, I think we read about it in what we have just heard from our Old Testament reading from 2 Kings. Things were pretty bad at that time. The northern kingdom had already been hauled off to Assyria by Sennacherib's army. And in fact, the whole territory of Samaria had been repopulated by Assyrians. And now Judah also was under siege. Judah also was under attack. And in fact, all of the fortified cities had been overtaken. And all that was left was a little bit, the remnant, Judah, hiding out on the hill of Jerusalem. And so what was going to happen with them? What was going to happen to them? There was no hope. It was pretty bad. And so Sennacherib's army comes up to the walls of Jerusalem, and there are the people up there, hiding and afraid, but kind of peeking over the edge. And they begin to mock, and they begin to taunt that little remnant, just like we heard about in the second verse of our hymn for today. Their flaming darts, their taunts, their ridicule was coming toward the remnant of Judah. It says that the commander of Sennacherib's army, came and said things like this. He said, "Hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria," as he was shouting up to the people. "Thus says the king, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he will not be able to deliver you out of my hand. Do not let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord by saying, 'The Lord will surely deliver us, and this city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria.' Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, 'Make your peace with me and come out to me.' And do not listen to Hezekiah when he misleads you by saying, 'The Lord will deliver us.'" Well, Hezekiah receives this message and he sends word to Isaiah. He sends word to Isaiah and he says, "What shall we do? All is lost. We're about to be overrun. We're about to be overtaken. There's no way we can withstand these armies. What shall we do? Pray for us. Pray for the remnant. Please, Isaiah, pray for us." Isaiah sends word back to Hezekiah. And what does he say? "Do not be afraid because of the words that you have heard." Do not be afraid? Let's review here, Hezekiah. Don't you hear what I just said to you? Do not be afraid? Don't you see them out there? Don't you realize how bad it really is? Hope against hope. There are plenty of temptations in this life and in this world to turn us away from our trust in God. And it doesn't have to be some nation attacking us, threatening to overtake us and sell us off into slavery. It doesn't have to be some tragic illness or life-threatening disease. It doesn't have to be some other tragedy that might befall us in this life. There are a lot of ways, many, many ways, in which Satan tries to convince you that there is no hope. In fact, in the gospel lesson for this coming Sunday that many of us have been studying, Jesus said, it's impossible that the scandals don't come. In other words, the scandals or those things which cause us to stumble certainly will come. They will be there. They will certainly come. Those things that cause us to be tempted to slip into apostasy. Those things that could cause us to question God and whether there's really any point in hoping and trusting in Him. And so therefore, King Hezekiah takes the letter from Isaiah to the temple, and he spreads it out before the Lord, and he prays, O Lord, the God of Israel, you alone are the God of all the kingdoms of the earth, for you have made heaven and earth. O Lord God, save us, please, from the wicked Assyrians, that all the nations of the earth may know that you, O Lord, our God alone. I think this is one of those cases where someone is praying without really knowing what he is praying for. That all of the nations may know that you alone are God. I wonder if Hezekiah really knew what he was praying for here, because he was praying for something much more than deliverance from the Assyrians. In fact, even though God accomplished it, as we heard in our lesson, we know that that safety was short-lived. Nebuchadnezzar would soon be sure of that. What Hezekiah was praying for was that the kingdoms of the earth, that all the kingdoms of the earth would be drawn near to the one true God, which would be possible, which would provide hope against hope, in situations that sometimes would seem hopeless, through his Son, who made hope a possibility for us, who made hope a reality for us. God would provide true hope through his Son, Jesus Christ, who would come to put all things right, to give us hope, even when it seems it's against all odds. And when we think about Hezekiah's prayer, that all the nations of the earth would know that the Lord is the God, the only God, how can we not help but think also of the fulfillment of that described by St. John in the book of Revelation, the 7th chapter, when he said, and after this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. That is the fulfillment of Hezekiah's prayer. That is something really to hope for. That is something that was the hope of Hezekiah. And my friends, in Christ, that is our sure and certain hope as well. In Jesus' name, amen.